It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Sean Carlson. Every year, as part of New York City's budget process, city council members are given a certain amount of discretionary money by council speaker to spend in their districts. And it's supposed to be a way for local representatives to respond to the needs of their constituents in a very on-the-ground way. But it's also been used over the years as a way for politicians to reward their friends and, conversely, punish their enemies. So, it raised a few eyebrows when some council members this year that did not support the council speaker Cory Johnson's controversial budget received far less discretionary money to use in their district than the ones who did. Daily News City Hall reporter Shant Shaurgian has been covering this story, and he joins us now. Hey, Shant, good morning.
Good morning.
So this stuff, admittedly, can be very complicated, but we're talking about like funds that go to nonprofits and things and other essential services in people's districts. So can you just kind of give us the context here of how much money we're talking about that the certain council members got versus others?
Sure. You're right that discretionary funding comprises a relatively small percentage of the overall budget, which is huge. There were less than $1 billion in discretionary funding in this year's budget. And what I zeroed in on were about $315 million in allocations that I could identify as being directly controlled by the speaker.
And we mentioned that council members who received less were some who didn't support the speaker's budget, which just passed at the end of June. Can you remind us what some of those disagreements over the budget were about and who were some of the loudest critics of it?
The main source of the controversy in this year's budget was the way it treated the NYPD. The budget was passed immediately in the wake of very heated citywide protests that gave rise to a demand that the city cut the NYPD budget by NYPD. This trended with the hashtag defund NYPD. And while Mayor de Blasio insisted that his budget did in fact achieve that, a lot of the activists who originated the demand, as well as a number of liberal council members, basically said that the $1 billion defunding of the NYPD was smoke and mirrors. The night of the vote, it passed a little bit after midnight on June 30th. Each council member took turns giving a short speech explaining their stance, and it was the more liberal members who kind of laid into the budget. Antonio Reynoso, Jimmy Van Bramer, Carlos Menchaca, Carlina Rivera, Brad Lander, a number of others basically said the budget did not achieve that goal, which they espoused, of meaningfully and significantly defunding the NYPD.
So when it came time for them to find out how much money was allocated to their districts, those are the members that were allocated less funds, right?
Yeah. So getting into the nitty-gritty a bit, I kind of tabulated each discretionary item. There's also a category called capital funding. I tabulated those two and found that between the 30 yes votes and the 17 no votes, there was a noticeable discrepancy in the way the funding was allocated. I found it was on the order of about 7-1. So on average, you had the yes votes getting 7 times as much money as the no votes from the speaker.
So speaking of the speaker, Cory Johnson, he has this very upbeat and very charismatic public persona. And yet these kinds of things, feel like a classic, politics in New York City as usual kind of thing. Does the speaker have a reputation for wielding his power as speaker in this way, maybe behind the scenes that we don't see in public?
Not that I can say. The past several years with Speaker Johnson running the council, the body has really prided itself on an atmosphere of comity and being able to work for everyone's good in spite of whatever differences. So that's why this analysis that I put out came as a shock to some people, including some of the 17 no votes. The night that the budget passed, Speaker Johnson himself sounded an almost apologetic note. He himself said that he had wanted to go further on defunding the NYPD, but this was also a really important vote to him politically. He's believed to be mulling a run for mayor next year. So arguably those who voted against the budget, even though they did so on grounds that it wasn't defunding the NYPD enough, were also hurting him politically.
So we have to be fair here. We reached out to the speaker's office and they pointed out that the city had a $9 billion revenue shortfall. So they had to make decisions here. And they said Johnson voluntarily cut his own allocations for this year, meaning that there just was not as much money to go around and that everybody got less. Is that a fair point that they make?
Well, There were definitely painful cuts, not only in discretionary funding, but at city agencies. Mayor de Blasio was talking about additional cuts later this year if the federal government can't come through with funding for localities. But I think what the 17 no votes, who were kind of on the short end of the stick, have pointed out is that the cuts to council members' discretionary funding were not distributed in an equitable way.
Yeah. And finally, here in our last minute, obviously, these things are complicated, and it's hard to wrap our head around so much of this stuff. But at the end of the day, do you think that this shines a light or gives us any insight into the current power structure in City Hall here in New York City?
I think it does. Basically, you know, the entire tenure of Speaker Johnson, as well as Mayor de Blasio, it's been kind of champagne and caviar times for the city. Bigger budgets each year, expanding revenues, expanding expenses. But now we're sort of entering a new era in which, you know, the city is grappling with a recession that arguably is going to change every aspect of political dynamics. And arguably, the way discretionary funding played out this year could be a taste of what's to come.
Sean Shahrigian is a reporter with the Daily News. He joined us by Skype this morning. Sean, thanks so much for talking to us this morning.
Thank you for having me.